This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
Sure why I ran out of space. Maybe I need to reformat my car. God, I really don't want to rehash everything again, but what I'm doing today is I'm trying out my new rig. It's not new. Some pieces are new. And what I'm doing is I'm using a handheld microphone that I've got stuffed in my shirt pocket here. And what I've done, and it's kind of silly, but it works, is I've got a USB plug-in for my cigarette lighter, and with that I've got an M-Audio device, using that as a preamp for my microphone, and I got that plugged into the recorder, and the microphone plugged into the preamp, and I'm monitoring the recorder through my headphones, and almost home now. I did record earlier, and it stopped at 11 minutes. I was recording in stereo. I decided to go back to mono to see if I can record a little bit more than the 11 minutes, and I'm not sure why it only gave me 11 minutes, because I don't think there's anything else on that card other than the audio file that I had out there last week. Actually, let's do an experiment here. Alright, I gotta wait for this car here. What I just did there is I stopped it and I restarted it, what that does is it writes the data to the card. I don't know how it works exactly, if it's recording a temp file to the card, then it actually creates the file when I stop it. It's a little bit tricky, you have to know what you're doing. Yes, and I am recording, so I think I got a little bit better sound today using a better microphone. I am using the handheld. I'm not using the internal microphone of the little box, the little Zoom recording box that I use. So you don't get the handling noise of that device and the echo and the rattle and the this and the that from holding on to that thing. I think my road noise is a lot less. I believe that's a lot less. Since I talked about it already, I'm going to talk about it again, since it didn't get recorded, so here we go. I've got all these doctor's appointments coming up, and I'm starting to get burned out. I had a doctor's appointment 2 weeks ago, it was a physical thing, and then there was a whole bunch of things I want to get worked on myself, and I keep looking down at the recorder here to make sure it's recording. And she set me up with a couple specialists. I had a dentist appointment last week. And then next week I've got an appointment with a gut doctor. I still need to set up an appointment with the physical therapist. I'm thinking about doing that in Lincoln. Somebody has called me from Omaha area, my home area. And I'm really thinking about doing that in Omaha. Or, I'm sorry, in Lincoln. Versus Omaha. That way I can schedule appointments a little bit better. And now my phone is vibrating. Great. I'm going to shut it off. It's ringing. Here we go. Hello. Yeah. Okay. All right. Where are you at? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm on 370. All right. Bye. Okay. So, yeah, I'm kind of getting burned out on this doctor's appointment thing. I may put the physical therapy thing off till December sometime. Because I just don't need all that crap in my life. You know, I've been thinking, and I'm going to talk about it here a little bit too. Well, let me just talk about it, I guess, and kind of segue into my thoughts on it. Last night I came across an RSS feed for a Whole Wheat Radio Season 7. And you may ask, what's that all about? Well, go to wholewheatradio.org and check it out. It's an internet radio station, and Jim Bob, the proprietor there, does a rant. It was daily. I'm not sure how often he's going to do it, but he has started to post some more programs, or whatever you want to call them. I sound like Wanda. So I'm kind of excited to have Jim Bob back in my iPod. When I started listening to him back in 2003, 2004, there's a lot of things going on in my life, and Whole Wheat Radio was one of those things that kind of helped me get through all of it, and just the, you know, group of people there, some great people. I really haven't been on their site a whole lot in the last couple of years with all of my traveling back and forth. If I could get an internet connection in my car, I probably would figure out a way to listen to it. But, got me thinking again. I've been checking it out a little bit. I can stream the program to the Media Center, and it's good to hear him again, and it's like an old friend that's always there, and it's unbelievable that they are still doing the internet broadcast, streaming cast, and now kind of, I'm going to get into some of the irony, techie guy doing an internet broadcast. A few years back, he kind of abandoned his corporate job and moved to Alaska. He did a few other things before that, but he's up in Alaska now, and he kind of talked about it on one of his shows, and I've been thinking about that myself, and I don't know how it would go over, but he basically abandoned his corporate lifestyle. He had a, you know, 9-to-5 job or whatever, had the house, had the mortgage and this and that, and he just wasn't happy. And, I think I might be at that point that either I need to do something different. Well, I know that for the last almost 3 years now that I've been wanting to do something different. But I've been thinking about doing something radically different. And, what the hell is on my head? Oh. And, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could get the wife to, come along for the ride. I don't know. I thought about being a handyman, construction type guy. What the hell is Jimmy P doing over there? Jimmy P. Okay. I'm not even going to go there. I saw Jimmy P. So, while I'm getting to that 11 minutes, I think I'm going to go ahead and shut her down. I hope this audio comes out a lot better than last time. I'm about home. And anyway, I am going to let you go and check me out at wonderhit1.com, thefreaknetwork.com. My feed feeds into that site too, and you can find all kinds of different audio programs there, and all kinds of freaky stuff. I tell you what, there are some weird people out there in the world. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and shut this down and get this stuff kind of packed up and organized, because I've got a whole bunch of cables running all over the car with this new setup. So I'm gonna go, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.